Blog Talk Radio.
Exodus 20 and 8, Masoretic Hebrew, Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, LeKadisho, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho. Remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion.
we're following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament of the light that shineth within thy eye. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible. And what do me say? Read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And what do me say? Say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make up on that chapter. To the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah-Jah. In the bottom, let's be gonna make with that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, Maxim, but they're gonna micro center. We say no, no, wicked man, them could ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only father. They say enough, I am not where the righteous gather. That's not me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say, look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say, in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city. Whether Addis Ababa or Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say that was given unto me by His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Yanai destiny. A new Jerusalem may come to set up the way. A new garden may come to plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody this is truth, roots. The unreality for me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say read up every word, cause every word is true. Say read up every word and apply the word to. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Salafi in your life and you will never feel to. Jesus Christ in your life and you will surely get to. Jehovah the power, the spirit and the word. Now listen to the young man sing by with the lyrical verse. Read up your Bible. Now sing it and live like Jah-Jah disciple. And when me say, read up your Bible. Now sing it and live like Jah-Jah disciple. No man that is a weak, no wicked, mister, neither evil. No need with no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can you know, say them the people, them are not cha-cha people. Cha-cha people, say them are smiling people. Mister, school-faced people, them are not praise the devil. You know, say I am like a man, we are going natural. To be Selassie, I is I am like credential. Cha-cha, I am dandy, dandy general. Yes, I'm Selassie, I say you want to feel martial. And Jarrah's so far right, say even a partial. So when we come to know, we tell each and everyone on the bed and read up your Bible. And not today on the bed and read up your Bible. And if your life's like a Jah-Jah disciple, if your life's like a Jah-Jah disciple, Jah-Jah.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, unrighteousness.
The path. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
بمزمور داويد ستنا هولت بسم آب وول ومنفس كدوس هادو عملاق آمين كبر لكالو كبر لكلتو كبر لحيرو كبر لكلماوي حيرو للا جا راك سفر آي أجا جا ويا Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still,
they caught in an infinite mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only God knows. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place with the elder man. We call we I and I go. Sure. You'll find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You'll fight with petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelites. When Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. I judge away all. I judge away all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. I mean so. Yes, I.
Oh, yeah.
I want them call and better for Army Gideon. Longside Paul Anthony.
Reggae Soldier.
Oh, judgment, no. Start check alone. The dog way up his one wall take a blow. From trumpet a sound, praise Jah make a shout. Cause from judgment I go reap. I'm loving Jah mercy seat. So bad mind delete out my database. They say don't be alone while still bearing arms. Are they my hypocrites where we reprobate? No stripes and scars shall be your reward. All those who scoff at the magistrate and evil get dilapidated. Point you can't equate, I'll be straight naturally. Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day. Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day.
In my religion, Jaja, can you talk to me now? Give me the guidance and strength. Will you walk with me now? I'm praying for better days. Still there's so much trouble in this world. I'm off to surviving at the struggle, facing racism, classism, fascism. Mentally my people living in prison. Can't tell the difference between what is true and what isn't. If something happened, I did. Reality is just a figment. I'm best I make we run them away. Fire burn them away. When them reach a Zion, yeah, the Almighty I got. Turn them away. Off a top like soldier in the Gideon we say. As the trumpets play, I turn for the judgment day. Aye.
Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day.
Oh, 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 oh
have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense, and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy.
Let them keep talking. Whoa, bark if you're barking. Oh yes, let them talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who of ears to hear, let them hear, and who of eyes to see, let them see. No one in this world stop me, cause I'm protected by the Almighty. Jah is with me wherever I go. Oh, I know Jah loves me so. One thing I know, and of that I'm sure, I'm gonna talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, oh yes. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, and I know. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them say what they wanna say, what they do or say. Can't lead I astray, Jah is thy guide, day by day. And he's I help in every way. Talk, keep them talking. I'm gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, oh. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them pass all the dirty remarks. If they were dogs, then they would bark. Shoot them, don't know them, gonna soon die. Just like old chaps, they're gonna put them to park. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. A lot more coming, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who have kissed the heel, let them hear. And who have asked to see.
What?
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? Thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. For cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. See them. And at evening let them return. And let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat. And grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. 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 Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this grasping to this grasping to this
and he here mizmor nunt et nunt et nunt et nunt et Psalm 59. Here Psalm 59 mizmor nunt et nunt et Psalm LIX Midrash, study on today's psalm. La menatzeach
al tashchet le David mikta bi shloach Shaul vayishmeru et habayit lahemito. To the eternal God, who said, do not destroy David mikta when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. La menatzeach al tashchet le David. To the eternal God, lam natzeach, to the eternal, to the overcomer, to the eternal God, lam natzeach, who said, al tashchet le David, do not destroy David, miktam, when Saul sent, bi shloach Shaul, and they watch the house, Vayishmeru et habayit, to kill him, lahemito, to dead on him, lahemito, lamnatzeach al tashchet le David, miktam bi shloach Shaul, vayishmeru et habayit, lahemito. Hear today's psalm, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, Psalm 59. Mizmor non teit nuntet. These words, here, are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. But first, a midrash note. Do not destroy. Al tashchet. Do not destroy, do not downstroy for the leader or for the chief musician. Or for the overcomer, lamnatzeach al tashchet, do not downstroy, do not destroy, le David of David, a psalm. In the KJV and other Bibles, italicize, in the KJV Bible, italicize a psalm. Does not appear here, lamnatzeach al tashchet le David, for the chief musician, al tashchet of David. To the eternal God who says, al tashchet le David, do not destroy David. Miktam. When Shaul sent, bi shloach Shaul, and they watched the house, vayishmeru et habayit, to dead on him, to kill him. La hamito. Here. Let's touch on miktam. Here from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, a miktam. What is a miktam? Miktam, Hebraically defined as a writing, miktam, a prescript, a miktam, a poem, a miktam, a psalm or a type of psalm, a miktam, a song, a golden psalm, a miktam, precious verse, a miktam, an epigram, a miktam, a preeminent inscription, a miktam. Miktam, a word mentioned in the titles of Psalms 16, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, and Psalm 60. The metaphysical, the metaphysical of miktam, the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth, and the inscribing of these truth ideals in the memory. In the phrase, golden psalm, miktam, golden suggests wisdom, chokmah, and substance. Writing, precious verse, a poem intended to record memorable thoughts for the memory. Writing makes one think of something uplifting and inspiring, while both poem and song signify inspiration, the spirit within, inspiration and rhythm or harmony. Miktam. Ani lechozer, I repeat, lam natzeach al tashchet le David, miktam, bi shloach Shaul, vayishmeru et habayit lahamito. to the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, Nichtam, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him, to dead on him. First verse, Hebraically here, superscription in other Bibles, the first verse, Hebraically here, the Aleph verse. These words, Eleh HaDeparim, these words are to be read in the light, in the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9a, verse 10a, and verse 12, that reads, two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Tovim ha shnayim min ha echad asha yesha lahem. Sakarat o baba malam ki ima yipolu ha echad yakima etach vero veayilo ha echad she yipola veina shneya lahikimo veima yitak fo ha echad ha shnayim yaamdu negdoa veha chuta Ham hameshula shaloa vimahera yinatek. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Tovim hashnaim min ha echad asha yesh lahem sakar tova ba emala. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, and hath not another to lift him up. Ki ima yipolu ha echad yakim eta chibero we ilo ha echad sheyipola we ena shni ala hikimo. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Yinatek, we hachuta, hama shulash lo, bimahera, yinatek. It is better that two are better than one. Here, Midrash note, with this passage are cited four of its expositions, the last of which applies to this psalm, to this mizmor. Two are better than one. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. Two are better than one. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. It is better that two men go forth on the highway than that one man go forth alone. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Ki im yipolu ha echad yakim eta chevero. For if they fall, ki im yipolu, the one ha echad will lift up yakim eta chevero, will lift up his chevero. Fellow chaverim will lift up his chibero. Ki im yipolu ha echad yakim eta chibero. If either falls, his companion chibero will lift him up. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, all one alone, two shall withstand him.
him.
Weima yitik efo ha echada hashnaima ya'amdua negdo, negdo, negdo. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, or one alone, weima yitik efo ha echad, 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 two shall withstand, withstand him. Hashnayim ya'amdu negdo, negdo, negdo. If a rasha, a ratchet man, a wicked man, if a wicked man comes at one of the two can withstand him. And if three men go forth, go forward, it is best, for a threefold cord is not quickly broken, broken.
Where hachuta hamashulasha loa bimhera yinatek,
and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Where hachuta hamshulash lo bimhera yinatek. Another exposition on two are better than one. Obim ha shnaim min ha echad, two are better than one. Better tobim, two hashnayim than one. Min ha echad. It is better to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, than to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a rasha, a ratchet man, a wicked man. For the merit of the one tzaddik, righteous man, is not to be compared with the merit of the two, whose reward is such that if adversity should befall the family, the merit of the two will stand by to save it. And if there are three, a righteous man, a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man, their merit will never, never, ever break apart, as is said of a threefold cord. Hachuta hamashulash, threefold cord. Hachut hamshulash. It was asked of Rav Zaira, but was not Kle Kle Gele Gele so-and-so a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the bain, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man? And yet the fourth generation was rasha, was ratchet, was wicked. Rav Zaira replied, Shlomo, Solomon did not say a threefold cord is never broken, but that it is not quickly broken. Lo bimhera ye natek, not quickly broken. Even if it be broken, it will again be made whole, as is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. My words shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth, here forward, and forever, and forever,
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 forever.
Vani zota briti otam amar yahuwa ruchi ashara aleka ua devarai ashara samtia bitfika loa ya mushua mipika ua mipia zareka ua mipia zeraa zareka amar yahuwa ne ata veada olam. As for me, wani, wani, and as for I, and as for me, wani, this is my covenant with them. Zot briti otam, saith he who be, who he be, amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, my spirit, ruchi, ruchi, my spirit that is upon, that is upon thee, ruchi, asher alekah, and my words that I have put in thy mouth. U devarai ashara samatiya befika shall not depart out of thy mouth. Lo yamushua mi pika, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Ua mipi zarika, nor out of the mouth of thy seeds, seeds. O mipi zara zarika, saith he who be who he be, Amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, me ata ve'ad olam, from henceforward, from now, me ata, and forever. Ve'ad olam. Wani zot briti otam, Amar Yahuwah, ruchi asher aleka, ua devarai asher samtiya befika, lo yamushua miya pika, ua mipia zareka, ua mipia zera'a zareka, Amar Yahuwah, me'ata wa'ada olam, ada olam, ada olam. For if a man is a disciple, a talmid, a deka mezmor, if a man is a talmid, a disciple of the wise, and so is Beino Lidju, his son, and his son's son, the words of Torah, the words of Torah, the teaching, Jah's direction, instruction, the words of Torah will never wholly, completely depart from them, since it is said, from henceforth, from here forward, and forever, me ata wa'ada olam. Indeed, what can, saith the Lord, what can Amar Yahuwah, saith he who be, who he be, saith Jehovah, Amar Yahuwah, mean except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared, I pledge myself to this. Another exposition, two are better, Ovim HaShinayim. Tovim hashanayim. The phrase, two are better. Tovim hashanayim. This alludes to Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and to Jonathan, to Jonathan, both of whom loved David, both of whom loved David. It is written of Michal, of Michal, in 1 Samuel 18:28. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. Wate ehava Michala, bata Shaul eta Dawida, wayagidu le Shaul, waya yishara hadavara de ainayo. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Samuel 18:20. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Wate ehaba Michal bata Shaul eta David, wayagidua le Shaul, waya yishara hadabara be ainayo. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. Wate ehab Michal bata Shaul eta David. And it is written of Jonathan, of Jonathan, in 1 Samuel 18:1. And Jonathan and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Vayehia ke chaloto ale davira ella shaula v'nefesha Yehonatan nikashara b'nefesha Davida vayayehavehu Yehonatan ke nafsho. Full of verse right here. 1 Samuel 18:1. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Wayehi kaloto alitabirilla shawul. With Nefesha Yohanatana Nika Shara Be Nefesha Dawid Waye Hebehu Yehonatan K Nafsho. Michael saved Dawid, saved David from danger inside the house, inside Habayit, and Jonathan from danger outside the house, outside Habayit. Hence, the two are better than one. Hence, Tovim ha-shenayim min ha-echad. Hence, two are better than one. And a threefold cord. And ha-chuta ha-ma-shulash. A threefold cord was made by adding the love of Yisrael and Yehuda, the love of Israel and Judah for Dawid, for David. As it is said, even in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 16, all Israel and Judah loved David, David, David. V'kol Yisrael lavi Yehuda oheva et Dawid, ki hu yotzei avava lifneihem. And here, the fuller verse. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. We call Israel, we Huda, ohev et David, ki hu yotzei waba lifneihem. Hence, here, it is written to the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, miktam, when Saul sent. And they watched the house to kill him, and they watched the house to dead on him. Lam natzeach ala tashcheta le Dawid mikhtam bi shloach Shaul vayishmeru et habayit
מזמור נ"ט למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בשלוח שאול וישמרו את הבית להמיתו. הצילני מאויבי אלוהי ממתקוממי תשגבני. הצילני מפועלי אבן ומאנשי דמים הושיעני. כי הנה ערבו לנפשי יגורו עלי עזים לא פשעי ולא חטאתי אדוני. בלי עוון ירצון ויקוננו, עורה לקראתי וראה. ואתה, אדוני, אלוהים צבאות אלוהי ישראל, הקיצה לפקוד כל הגויים, אל תחון כל בוגדי אבן אלה. ישובו לערב, יהמו חכלב, ויסובבו עיר. הנה יביעון בפיהם, ערבות בשפתותיהם, כי מי שומע? ואתה, אדוני, תשחק למו, תלעג לכל גויים. עוזו אליך אשמורה, כי אלוהים משגבי. אלוהי חסדי יקדמני, אלוהים יראני ושורריי. אל תהרגם פן ישכחו עמי, הנעמו וחלך, והורידמו. מגיננו אדוני. חטאת פימו דבר שפתמו וילחדו בגאונם ומעלה ומכחש יספרו. קלה וחמה קלה ואינמו וידעו כי אלוהים מושל ביעקב לאפסי הארץ סלע. וישובו לערב יהמו חכלת ויסובבו עיר. המה ינעון לאכול אם לא יסבעו וילינו. ואני אשיר עוזך וארנן לבוקר חסדך, כי היית משגב לי ומנוס ביום צר לי. עוזי אליך אזמרה, כי אלוהים משגבי אלוהי חסדי.
Up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? Can you see the English language? See the English language? Join your mentality. Join your mentality. Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same
have
force,
not the same force
in them. In them. In them.
Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Tsaka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a alef ba bait ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain ha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bain na nun sa samech a ein pa pei sa sadai A kof ra resh sha shin ta tau
ta tau ta tau ta tau
aba gadaha wa za khat a ya kala mana sa apa sa ka ra sha ta 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 ta. Another comment: the words two are better than one. Tovim ha-shenayim min ha-echad. Two are better than one. Are to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, where it reads, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good." Mata Isha Mata Tov. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Mata Isha. Whoso findeth a wife, Mata Tov. Findeth a great good. Findeth Tov. Mata Isha Mata Tov. Yet, in still another place, Scripture is saying, I find more bitter than death the woman, according to Ecclesiastes Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26. I find more bitter than death the woman, the woman, the woman. Umote ani mara mia mavet eta haisha. And I find more bitter than death the woman. Uamotse ani mara mia mawet eta haisha haisha haisha. What Scripture means, however, is that if she is a good wife, a good isha, there is no end to her goodness. But if she is a bad wife, a bad isha, there is no end to her badness. There is no end to her badness. Hence, hear, hear, hear. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata tov. Mata tov. Mata tov. We find that before woman was created, it is written even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. It is not good that the man should be alone. It is not good that the man should be alone. All one, all one, all one. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. And he who be who he be, Elohim said. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, it is not good, lo tov, that the man should be alone. Heyot ha'adam le'bado, le'bado, le'bado. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, lo tov, heyot ha'adam le'bado, le'bado, le'bado. But that after she was created, it is written, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, even in Bereshith, in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa, v'hine tov me'od, and Elohim saw. Vayar Elohim, everything that he had made, et kol asher asa, and behold, with him nay, it was very good. With him nay, tov meod. Vayar Elohim, et kol asher asa, with him nay, tov meod, meod, meod. Hence, hear, hear, hear. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata tov. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata tov. Our masters taught, a man without a wife lives without blessing, without life, without joy, without help, without good, and without peace. Without bracha, 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 without blessing. For it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them. Vayvarech otam Elohim, and Elohim blessed them. Vayvarech otam Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. That is to say, bless them when they were two, without joyful life, for it is said, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest, enjoy life, liberty, enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest. Re'eya chayim, aim, isha, asher, ahavta. Enjoy life with the wife whom thou, the I, lovest. Re'ei chayim, aim, isha, asher, ahavta. Without joy, for it is said, have joy of the wife of thy youth. Here in the Mashal in Proverbs, in Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18. For it is said, have joy of the wife of thy youth. Usamach me esheta ne'oreka, and have joy. Usamach of the wife, me eshet, of thy youth, ne'oreka. Usamach me esheta ne'oreka. Without help, for it is said, I will make him a helpmeet for him. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. E'eseh la'u ezer k'negdo. I will make him a helpmeet for him. E'eseh la'u, I will make for him. E'eseh la'u ezer k'negdo, a helpmeet for him. Ezer, help, k'negdo. E'eseh la'u ezer k'negdo. Without good, for it is said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata to. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata to. Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Without peace, for it is said, even in Eov, in Job chapter 5, verse 24, and thou shalt know that thy tent is in peace. And thou shalt know that thy tent is in peace. V'yada'ita ki shalom aholeka. And thou, the eye, shalt know that thy tent is in peace. V'yada'ita ki shalom aholeka, 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 aholeka. And yada'ita, the eye, male, shalt know. V'yada'ita ki for ki that shalom, ki shalom, that peace, that shalom, aholeka, thy, the I, male, tent, we yada'ita, ki shalom, aholeka, tent, ahol, ahal, ahol, aholeka, thy tent, plainly meaning wife, plainly meaning wife. The word tent, Hebraically, aholeka, aholeka, thy ohel, thy tent, plainly means wife, isha. As in the verse in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 27, that reads, go say to them, return y'all to your tents. Go say to them, return ye to your tents. Lech emor lahem, shuvu lachem le'aholechem. Go, lech, say to them, emor lahem. Return ye, return y'all, shuvu lachem, to your tents. Le'aholechem, lech emor lahem, shuvu lachem le'aholechem. Some say that a man without a wife, without a isha, an eshet, an orset, lives also without Torah, without Torah, the teaching, the directions, instructions. For it is said, if I have no help with me, then sound wisdom is driven quite from me. Hear, Eob, Job. Job chapter 6, verse 13. If I have no help with me, then sound wisdom is driven quite from me. Haim ein ezra ti yavi, ve'toshia nidcha mimeni. Is it that I have no help with me? Haim ein ezra ti bi, and that sound wisdom with toshia, and that sound wisdom is driven quite from me, quite from I, with Toshia nidcha mimeni, hayim ein azrati bi, toshia nidcha mimeni. Another comment, when a wife, an isha, an eshet, an orset, when a wife is good, a man findeth a great good. But when a wife is bad, she drains the good things, the good things, all of them, out of his house and makes him a poor man. And here, a midrash note on when a wife, an isha, esha, orset is good, a man findeth a great good. But when a wife is bad, she drains. Here, midrash note. Here, Hebraically, this is a play on the Hebrew words matzah, find, and matzah, drain. Here we have a play on the Hebraic words matzah, find, and matzah, drain. Ani lechozer, I repeat, when a wife is good, a man findeth a great good. But when a wife is bad, she drains the good things, all of them, out of his house and makes him a poor man. But if she is good, what is written of her? What is written of her? And here, Proverbs, the Mashal, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, or a virtuous wife. Here, Hebraically. Eshet chayil itereta ba'ilaha. Eshet chayil itereta ba'ilaha. A virtuous woman, a strong woman. Eshet chayil, strong. Eshet chayil, a strong woman. Itaret, crown. Ba'ilaha, a crown to ba'ilaha. To her husband, ba'ilaha. Eshet chayil, itareta ba'ilaha. And it's also written in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, a woman of valor, a virtuous woman, a virtuous wife, who can find? Here, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Eshet chayil mi yimsa, a woman of valor, a strong woman. Eshet chayil, a virtuous woman. Eshet chayil, a virtuous wife, a strong wife. Eshet chayil, oset chayil, eshet chayil mi yimsa, a woman of valor, a virtuous woman. Who can find mi yimsa? And of her husband, ba'ilaha, of her husband, it is said even in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, he obtaineth favor of the Lord. He obtaineth favor of the Lord. Vayasek ratzon, may Yehovah, and obtaineth favor of Jehovah, of he who be who he be. Vayasek ratzon, may Yehovah. And also it is written, even in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14, a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent woman, a prudent wife is from the Lord, is from Jehovah. Ua me Yehovah Isha Masikalet. But a prudent wife and a prudent wife, a prudent woman, Isha, is from he who be who he be. Ua me Yehovah Isha Masikalet. Come, come, come see how solemn is the estate of marriage. In the Pentateuch, in the prophets, and in the writings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, links his own name, the Hashem, with marriage. In the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, the first five books, the books of Moshe, the Pentateuch, it is written, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 50. Then Laban and Betuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord, the thing proceedeth from Jehovah, from he who be, who he be. Vayan Laban ua Betuel, vayomru, me Yehovah yatza hadavar. Then Laban and Betuel answered and said, Wayana Labana U Abituella Wayomru. The thing proceedeth from he who be who he be. May Yehovah Yatza Hadavar. In the prophet Hanavim, it is written even in Judges chapter 14, verse 4. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord. But his father and his mother knew not that it was from and it was of Jehovah, that it was of he who be who he be. Ve'avio ve'imo lo yad'u ki me'oa. But his father ve'avio and his mother Weimo knew not lo yad'u that it was of he who be who he be, that it was of Jehovah. Ki me Yehovah Weavio Weimo lo yad'u ki me Yehovah. And in the writings, in the Ketuvim, it is said even in Proverbs, in the Mashal, a prudent wife is from he who be who he be. A prudent woman, a prudent wife is from Jehovah. Even here, Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Ua me Yehovah Isha ma sikalet. O meo Isha Masikalet. From these verses it follows that HaKadosh, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, links His own name, links the Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, links His own name to the estate of marriage. Another comment, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good, matza isha, matza tob. Whereas a bad wife, is there anything more bitter? A story of Rav Akiva's son when he was married. How did he conduct himself? After his wife, his isha, eshet, oset, entered the nuptial chamber with him. He stayed awake the whole night, reading in HaTorah, reading in the Torah, and studying HaGadot. He said to her, fetch a lamp for me and light it. And she fetched a lamp for him and kept it lighted for him the whole night. Standing by his side, she held the light for him. He opened the scroll, and he unrolled it from beginning to end, and from end to beginning. And all night she remained standing, holding the light for him until dawn came. At dawn, Rav Akiva approached Beno Liju, approached his son and asked him, "Is she well found or ill found? Is she well found or ill found? Or ill found? Or ill found? Or ill?" Here a midrash note here on the question. Rav Akiva asked his son, "Is she well found or ill found?" Here the midrash note. Rav Akiva, he quoted the key words, matzah, matzah, findeth, great good, oh, and motzeh, 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 findeth bitter. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, and Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26, respectively. So Rav Akiva quoted this, Mata isha, mata to, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good, mata, and to, and here from Kohelet, from Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 26, U motze ani mar, 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 mi maveta eta haisha, and I find more bitter than death, than mavet, than maot. Mia mawet, mia mawet, mia mawet, u motze. So we have matzah, findeth, matzah and to, find of good, and u motze, motze, u motze ani mar, and I find more bitter, motze, and mar, 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 bitter, bitter, bitter. And Beno and his son, Liju, and his son replied, "She is well founded." Hence, hear. Mata isha, mata tov. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata tov.
Mata tov.
Mata tov. Now, a different comment. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Mata isha, mata tov. Such as Michal, Shaul, Saul's daughter, who loved her husband David more than she loved her father. For she saved David. She saved David from her father. When? When Saul sent men to watch David's house. And here the Midrash note referring to 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel chapter 19. Refer to 1 Samuel chapter 19. How Michal saved David from her father. When? When Saul sent men to watch David's bait, to watch David's house. And of this it is written, to the eternal God who said, "Do not destroy David." Mik-tam, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him, and they watched the house to dead on him. Here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Nunetet Nontet. Here. Lanatseyach al tashecheta l'David. Miktam bia shloach Shaul. Vaya yishmeru eta habayita lah mito. To the eternal God, Lamnatzeach, who said, "Do not destroy David. Al tashecheta l'David miktam." When Saul sent, bi shloach Shaul, and they watched the house, vayishmeru et habayit, to kill him, dead on him, la hemito. La hemito lamnatzayach al tashecheta l'David mikta biyashloach Shaul vayishmeru et habayita la hemito 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 la hemito.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous find woman? A
when he fled from Saul, he hear me zmor non zain, non zain, non zain, songs, 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 songs. When he fled from Saul, he hear me zmor non zain, nun zain. Psalm 57. Bevarcho mipnei Shaul, when he fled from Shaul, when he fled from Saul. Bevarcho mipnei Shaul. How did David escape? How did David escape? Rav Eibel and HaRabbanim, the rabbis, they gave different answers. Rav Eibel, he said, David had two gates in Beito, in his house, one of which was locked. They watched for him at this gate, but he went out through the other gate and so escaped. HaRabbanim, the rabbis, they maintain that David had only one gate, and they stood by the gate and watched that he not escape. What did Michael do? What did Michal do? With a rope, she lowered David from a window, and so he escaped. He escaped. He escaped. When the messengers of Shaul, the messengers of Saul, came to Habayi, to the house, what did Michal do? What did Michal do? She took the teraphim and laid them on the bed and put a quilt of goat's hair at its head. As is said, even in 1 Samuel 19:13, and Michael took the teraphim, and Michal took the teraphim. Vatikach Michal et ha-teraphim, and Michal and Michael took the teraphim. Watikach mikala eta haterafim. Hear the fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 13. And Mikal took an image, haterafim, the teraphim, and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goats here for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth. Watikach mikal eta haterafim. Vatash sem illaha mitah v eta kvira ha zima samaha mirae shotayo vatkasa babageda. When they entered and asked for David, Michal said, He is ill and lying in bed. They went back and told Shaul and told Saul. He said to them, bring him hither, bring him here, in the bed. They went and brought the bed to Shaul, to Saul. And Saul found Haterafim, the teraphim, in the bed. Now, he became angry at his daughter Michal and said to her, Why hast thou deceived me and let mine enemy flee? Michal answered, thou didst wed me to thy brigand, and he stood over me with his sword as if to kill me, saying, if thou dost not help me escape, I shall kill thee. Whereupon I was frightened, so fearful of him that I helped him escape. As scripture tells us, Michal said, according to 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 17, he said to me, let me go. Why should I kill thee? Kill thee. Vayomer Shaul ella Michal, lama kaka remitini vata shalchi etoivi vayayil yimaleta vatomer Michal ella Shaul. Who am I? Shalachini lama imitake. Here, the fuller verse. And Saul said to Michal, why hast thou deceived me so and sent away mine enemy that he is escaped? Vayomer Shaul ella Michal, lama kaka rimitini. What shall he eto oibi? Why ye maleta? And Michal answered Saul. He said to me, let me go. Why should I kill thee? Why should I den on you? What tomer Michal ella Shaul? Who amar elai? Shalachini. Lama, let me take. Because of this incident, the name Eglah was given to Michal. For in the verse in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2a and verse 5, it reads, to David were born sons. The sixth, Ithream of Eglah, David's wife. David's wife. And here the full 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2. And to David were sons born in Hebron. And his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. So the first part of this verse connected with verse 5. Vayilvadu alid David banim bechevron. Vayehi aver koroa Amnon la Ahinoam ha-Yizre'elit. And here, verse 5, and the sixth, Ithream by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. V'hashishi yita re'am le'eglah. Esheta David, Eile yuldu le David be Chevron. Eglah refers to Michal, to Michael, and Why? Lamazah, why was the name Eglah, Heifer, which means heifer in Hebrew, Eglah, heifer, given to Michael? Because like a heifer, Eglah, that will not take the yoke upon her neck. So Michael did not take the yoke from her father, but she bucked against it. Now, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, arouse thyself to punish all the nations. V'ata Yahweh Elohim HaTzevaot, Elohei Yisrael, HaKitzah Lifkod Kol HaGoyim. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors forever. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors. Selah, pause. Allah tachon kol bogde aven. Selah. This is said because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, makes Himself out to be asleep in this world. This is said. V'ata Yahweh Elohim HaTzevaot, Elohei Yisrael, HaKitzah Lifkod Kol HaGoyim. Now, therefore, O He who be who He be, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of Yisrael, arouse thyself to punish all the nations, all the nationalities, all the Gentiles, all the international community. HaKitzah Lifkod Kol HaGoyim. This is said because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, makes Himself out to be asleep in this world. Lama zeh? Lama? Why? Because justice does not yet permit that the B'nai Yisrael, that the sons of Israel, that the children of Israel be redeemed. As is said even in Psalm 78, Hebraically, verse 65, until the time, the Lord is as one asleep. Vayikatza k'yashen Adonai, then Adonai awaked as one asleep. Vayikatza k'yashen Adonai. And here, a midrash note right here, in the JV, the Yehudi version, then the Lord awaked as one asleep. Vayikatz k'yashen Adonai. Then Adonai awaked as one asleep. But it seems that in the word vayikatz, usually rendered awaked, usually this Hebrew word, here, this expression, vayikatz, is usually rendered as awaked. The commentator finds an intimation of the Hebraic k'etz, time to come, iwa to come, k'etz. So here we have an alternative reading Hebraically of vayikatz k'yashen Adonai, then Adonai awaked as one asleep, or until the time, the k'etz, vayikatz, until the time the iwa, the Lord, Adonai, is as one asleep. K'yashen, is as one asleep. Vayikatz k'yashen Adonai. Verily, in the time to come, in the gates, in the Iowa to come, in the gates, in Hazamana Labo, in the time to come, when the time of redemption comes, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will shake and arouse Himself. If one dare speak thus, if one dare speak like this, against Hagoyim, against the nations, against the Gentiles, against the international community, as is said, arouse thyself to punish all the nations. Hagitza, lifkod, call Hagoyim, arouse thyself, arouse the thyself. Hakitza, hakitza, arouse thyself to punish, leave gold, or Hebraically, to visit, call Hagoyim. Hakitza, leave gold, call Hagoyim. In that hour, show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors ever. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors ever. Al tachon kol bogdei aven selah. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors. Al tachon kol bogdei aven selah.
It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Adonai.
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be we be our Elohim, He who be we be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Echad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema Shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be we be with me. Gadlu la Yahuwah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at His footstool. Kadosh, who holy is He? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at His holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Ila. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, Thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before Him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, His name. Extol y'all Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name. Jah! Rastafari, and exalt before Him. And may we, I and I, see Him eye to eye when He returneth to His habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, He who be, who He be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by Him. May He remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah, law,
ברוך אתה אדוני.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvara. Leolam vayeh, Baruch ata Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Joy by night light, night night be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you not read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat straw, for Shabbat Vayishlach, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Vayishlach, here picking up with this eighth Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, this reading, this feeding, this manna. Here in this section of the Torah reading and feeding, we pick up the first book of Moshe, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, verse 3, in the Sefer Bereshis, in the Hebrew Masoretic Torah scriptures, and the Chumash is verse 4. So here, Genesis chapter 32, KJV version, verse 3, in the Chumash corresponds to verse 4 for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendet Lake, Beshem Ha'ab, where Habain, where Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Tiopio hoi, simi yi, Jerush namazin bi. Shema Yisrael, gevir. Vayishlach Yaakov, Malakim, Lefanayo, El Aisau Achiyo, Arza Seir Setei Edom. And Jacob sent, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent messengers. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim lefanayo el Esau achiyo arza Seir Today, Adon,
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 Adon.
And he commanded them, saying, thus, like this, shall y'all speak to my Lord, La Adoni, to Esau, Le
Esau,
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 thy servant Jacob, Abidika Yaakov, thy servant Jacob, saith thus, saith like this, I have sojourned with Laban, with Laban, and stayed there until now. I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and woman servants, and I have sent to tell Adoni, to tell my Lord, that I may find grace, that I might find grace in his sight. And the messengers returned to Yaakov, to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother, Achikah, to Esau, Esau, Achikah, Esau. We came to thy brother, Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, to meet the eye, and 400 men with him. Then Yaakov, then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Yaakov and Jacob said, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Yitzhak, Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai, Shub Le Aritzika Ula Moladitika We Aitiva Imak. O God, Elohim of my father Abraham, Elohe Avi Abraham, and God and Elohim of my father Isaac, Elohe Avi Yitzhak, the Lord Yodheweh Yahuwah Jehovah, who said to me, Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai, he who be who he be, that saith to me, return to thy country. Shub le aritzika, and to thy kindred. Ulamoladitika, and I will deal well with thee. I with a tiva, a mark, and I will do thee good. With a tiva, a mark. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed to thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands, 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 bands. Atoni mikol. Ha chesadim, chesadim, atoni mikola, ha chesadim, ua mikola, ha emet, asher osita, eta abdeka, ki, be makli, abarti, eta hayarden haze, we ata, haiti, Lishne machinot, deliver me, hatzileni, deliver me, I pray that I, hatzileni, na, deliver I, I pray that I from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, smite I, the mother with the children. Hatz leinin na miyada achia, miyada Esau, kia yare anokia, oto Pena Yabo Wea Hiakani Aim
Allah Bani
And thou the eye settest and thou the eye settest Wea Ata Amarta And the eye settest I will surely do thee good. Wi'ata amarta, heiteva, eitiva, eimak. And make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Wi'ata amarta, heiteva, eitiva, eimak. Wi'samnitiya etta zar'ika. Kholla hayam asher loa yisafir me ro. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath. And he sent, Sendet Lakeh. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, here at verse 13, for the Sheni, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second up offering here for this Shabbat, Tvayishlach. In the Sefer Bereshith, in the Hebrew Masoretic Scriptures, it will be Genesis chapter 32, verse 14. KJV, Genesis 32, 13. In the Hebrew, Genesis 32, 14. For the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayishlach. Vayalena Sham, Ba Laila Hahu. Vayikach Nina Haba, Bi Yado Mincha, Minka, Le Aisaw Achio. And he lodged there. Wayalen Sham. And he lodged there that same night. Wayalen Sham Balaila Hahu. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present, a minka for Esau, his brother. Vayalena shama balela hahu, vayikach min haba biyado mincha le Esau achio. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 keen and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said to his servants, Pass over before I. Ibru le fanai. Pass over before I. Ibru le fanai. And put a space betwixt drove and drove. We rewach. Ta simu baina aidera ubaina. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau, Achi, my brother, meeteth thee, I, and asketh thee, saying, Whose thou, the I, and whither, where goest thou, the I, and whose are these before thee, I, then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. They be thy servant Jacob's. Le Abdika le Yaakov. It is a mincha, a mincha, a mincha, a present sent to my Lord, Adoni, Ladoni, Esau, to my Lord, Esau. And behold, also, he is behind us. He is behind I. And so commanded he the second, the Sheni, and the third, and the Shalishi, and all that follow the droves, saying, on this manner shall y'all speak to Esau, to Esau, when ye find him. And say y'all moreover, behold, thy servant Abdikah Ya'ikob, thy servant Jacob, is behind I, behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the mincha, with the mincha, with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept, of for he said, I will appease him with the present, the mincha that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure, ulai, yisah, accept, forgive, yisah, fanai. So went the present over before him, and he himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok with Eta Ahada Asar Ye La Dayo Wa Ya Ebora Eta Ma Ebar Yavok. And he took him and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and Ya'ikob was left alone. Wa tiwater Ya'ikob levado. And Jacob was left alone. Wa'iwater Ya'ikob levado. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Wa'ye aveka isha imo ada elota ha-shahar. Till the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Why yare kia loa yakola loa waya yika bi kafa ye rekoa wa take a kafa yerek kaf yereka ya ikob bi heya abko aimo. And he said, Wayomer shalcheini, let me go, send me forth, let me go. Shalacheni kia Allah hashahar. And he said, Vayomer lo e shalecheka, I will not let thee go. Lo e shalecheka. Ishalecheka, lo ishalecheka, kia, im, be'arak, tani, except thou bless me, ki, im, be'arak, tani, except thou bless me, except thou bless I. And he said to him, ma, shmeka, what is thy name? Ma, shmeka. Ma shemeka? Vayomer, and he said, Ya'ikov, and he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Ya'ikov, but Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power with El Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. Vayomer, Elayo, ma shmeka, vayomer Yaakov, vayomer lo Yaakov, ye amer od, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, lo Yaakov, ye amer od, shimka, ki, im Yisrael, ki, Sarita Aim Elohim Wa Aim Anashim Wa Tukal. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For I has striven with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed. Vayomer lo Yaakov ye'amer od shimka ki im Yisrael ki sarita oim Elohim wa'im anashim wa tukal. And Jacob asked and said, tell me, I pray that I, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him Vaya Yishaal. And he asked Yaakov, and Jacob asked Vaya Yishaal Yaakov Vayomer, and said, Hagidana, tell me, I pray that I, Hagidana, Shemeka, tell me, I pray that I, Shemeka, thy name, Vayomer, and he said, Lama ze, Tisha'ala lishmi, Vayabareka oto sham, and he said, wherefore, why? Lama, why? Lama ze, why this tisha'ala that I ask lishmi after for my name? Lama ze tisha'ala lishmi, shmi. And he blessed him there. Vaya bareka oto sham,
Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. Picking up with the Shalishi. The Shalishi. Here, picking up with the third Aliyah. third reading here for this Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Senbet Lake. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis here from the Sefer Bereishis. Genesis chapter 32, we pick up with verse 31 here in the Hebrew Masoretic text corresponding with Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi yi, Jehoshim and Zinbi yi, Tiop Yehoi, hear, hear, hear. Here for the Shalishi, the third reading, Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, King James Version, corresponding to the Hebrew Masoretic text, Genesis chapter 32, verse 31. Why yikra Yaakov shem hamakom Peniel ki araiti Elohim apanim el apanim wa tinatz el nafshi. And Yaakov and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, Peniel, Peniel. Why yikra Yaakov shem hamakom Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. I've seen the true good, the true God face to face. Ki haiti Elohim, panim el panim, panim, panim. And my life is preserved. Watinatz el nafshi, and my soul, nafshi, she is preserved. Vayikra Yaakov shem hamakom Peniel ki raiti Elohim panim el panim wa tinatz el nafshi, nafshi, nafshi. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh, thigh. Vayizrach lo hashemesh ka'asher abar et Penuel v'hu tzolea al yirekov. Therefore, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh to this day, because he touched the hollow of Yaakov's thigh in the sinew that shrank, 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 shrank. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis chapter 33, Yaakov meets Esau, Jacob meets Esau, Esau, Esau. And Yaakov and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children to Leah and to Rachel and to the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel, Rachel, and Yosef, Joseph, hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother.
His brother.
His brother.
His brother. His brother.
And Esau and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and the children, and said, and he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and children, and said, and said, and said,
who?
And said,
who?
And said, those with thee, the eye. And he said, the children which Elohim hath graciously given thy servant. And he said, Vayomer, Nielelak. Vayomer, and he said, Hayladim asher hanan Elohim. Eta abdeka, the children whom Elohim hath graciously given thy servant. Ha yiladim asher hanan Elohim, eta abdeka, given thy servant. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael. Here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Wa'ishlach, Sabbath, and he sent. Here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 33, here at verse 6, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, right here, give ear, Shema Yisrael. Wa tia gashna, hashefahota heina, wi yala dehen, wa tisha tache weina. Then the handmaidens came near. Wa tia dashna ha shefahota heina. They and their children, and they bowed themselves. With yala dehen wa tisha tache weina. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near, and Rachel and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou that I by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Why yomer nilka kolaha ma chne hazeh asher pa gashti? And he said, what meanest thou by all this camp? What meanest thou by all this camp? Mi lika, kolaha machne hazeh asher pagashti, which I met. And he said, Wayomer, lim sochein, to find favor. Lim sochein, to find favor. Be'aineya Adoni, to find favor in the sight of Adoni, of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast to thyself. Vayomer Esau, Yeshli Rava Achi, I have enough, my brother. Yeshli rav achi. Let that which thou hast be thine. Yehi leka asher lach. And Yaakov and Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, the face of Elohim. And thou wast pleased with me. Why Yomer Yaakov, and Jacob said, Al na Nay, pray thee I, al na, ye na, if now, if now,
if now,
if now, ma tsati, ye na ma tsati, al na, ye na ma tsati, chayna, bi, I pray the I, if now I have found favor in thy sight, we lakachta min hatia mi yadi ki alken raitia faneka ki ota pne Elohim wa tiras eini. Then receive my present at my hand, for as much as I have seen thy face, as one seeth the face of Elohim. Ki al kena raiti afaneka, ki reota pene Elohim. And thou, the eye, was pleased with me. Wa tiras eini. And the eye was pleased with I. Take, I pray the eye, my blessing that is brought to the eye, because Elohim hath dealt graciously with me, with I, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. Ach na. Take, I pray the eye, ach na, et birakati. Take, I pray the eye, kachna, my gift, kachna, et birchati. Take, I pray the eye, my blessing, my gift, birchati, asher hua ba'ata laka, that is brought to the eye, ki, because, hanani Elohim, because Elohim hath dealt graciously with I, with kiyesha li kola, and because I have enough, wa yifaz arloa, wa yikach, and he urged him, and he took it, and he said, let us make I and I take our journey, let us make I and I go, and I will go before thee, I. And he said to him, my Lord, Adoni, knowest that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me, or with I. And if men should overdrive them, as drive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray the I, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure, until I come to Adoni, my Lord, to Seir, and Esau, and Esau said, let me now leave with the eye some of the folk that are with me, are with I. And he said, What need is it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. Why Lama ze emsachin bi aynaya Adoni. What need is it? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Yaakov and Jacob journeyed to Sukkot, and built him an house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkot. With Yaakov Nasa Sukkota wa ye ben loa ba'it ula
Nika Nehu Asa Sukota Alke Natara Shem Ha Makom Sukot. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkot. Yaakov, Jacob's worship in self-will. And Yaakov and Jacob, verse 18. Jacob's worship in self-will, verse 18. And Yaakov came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohe, Elohe, Elohe,
Elohe,
Elohe, Elohe. Wa Yatzeba Sham, Mizbeach, Mizbeach,
Mizbeach,
Mizbeach. And he erected there an altar. Wa Yikra Lau, and called it for it, and called it El Elohe Yisrael, and called it El Elohe Yisrael,
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 Yisrael, Yisrael, Elohishan, Shomer Israel. Elenoyanu, Elohishan, Elohishan, Shomer, Shomer Israel. Elenoyanu, Elohishan, Elohishan, Shomer Israel. Elenoyanu, Elohishan, Elohishan, Shamel Shamel Israel.
Trouble we got through, yes you tell me true, yes you tell me true. And when me leave it up to you, my enemies are move, yes them off a move. And when we feel my cow in, they never make me lose, never make me lose. While enough for them I pray for the world in, sign a wonder you show them. So I'm calling on your name. People greet me with a smile as you turn around. Oh, them criticize. Oh, Jah Jah, don't leave me side. Keep me in your secret place most high. While enough of them are fret for the world and sign a wonder you show them. Calling on
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Seven seals thereof. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
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 the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
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 the Root of David,
of David,
of David,
of David,
David.
David,
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 David, David,
David, David,
David, David,
hath prevailed to open the book,
from 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 the book,
and to loose the seven seals thereof,
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 seven seals.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
There are a lot of ways to do things. Be blessed and ask yourself for all things. Stop your sad coming, oh, oh. Put away your suffering. I got to know your side. Sustainer of life, I would slowly fade. From the very day, give it life. Me not stop, praise, then I thank. Put the heart, get caught with the fine. Many search for the riches. What is it they gain? Nothing but frustration and beer pain. Figuring that would go on alone. Fire on flames, they're not quite satisfied with the time. No, they're
gone.
If I show you the way to go, be mindful of the power to call.
Bless me, mighty God, bless me, mighty God, bless me.
Jacob, to bless me, to the angel Yahuwah,
More to come, more to come. First day service, Sunday service coming up just now at the top of the Iowa. A Shavuot Tov, a good, strong seventh. Shavuot, the seventh to come. Tov, good. Maybe Tov Ma'od, very good. Yes,
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Yes. Torah, Hashem, Torah, Yahuwah. Yes, hallelujah. So here, you know, the first day psalm. What time we have right here? Okay, we're going to, after this, Sunday service, first day service.
Psalm 24.
Tune in. Yes, sir.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
Yes, tune in, the live stream on Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Foundation. Calling. Here. First day service. Shavuot Tov. Have a good, strong seven. Bashem Yeshua.